Do the kids want to come forward for the sermon today? Come on. Come on. Please? I'm going to be lonely up here otherwise. Awesome. Thank you. Welcome. All right. Can I read your story today? That'd be all right? Okay. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was an old couple. They were really old. They were even older than me. The woman's name was Sarai, and the man's name was Abram. They lived in a country far, far away, and they didn't have any kids. They were kind of sad about this, but they just figured that God hadn't planned for them to have any. So basically, they were all right with it. They were kind of like, what are you going to do? Well, God had a plan for them. They didn't know what it was yet, but God did. And he told Abram, you guys need to hit the road. Take your nephew, gather up your stuff, you're out of here. So Abram and Sarai packed up everything they owned, which was quite a lot, actually, it turned out, and they headed out. Sarai said to Abram, hon, where are we going? Abram said, beats me. But God said, go. Let's just see what he has in store for us. Their nephew, whose name was Lot, trudged along behind them, grumbling under his breath, as nephews do. They traveled a long, long ways. Everywhere they went, God was there. They were relieved about that because they were trusting that God would lead them where they were supposed to go. So since they found God everywhere they went, they figured they could go anywhere and they'd be all right. Now, in one of the places that they lived for a while, there was a famine. That's when there isn't enough for anybody to eat. People got skinny. Animals got skinny. People and animals were actually starving to death. God told Sarai and Abram to once again gather up what they had left and head to Egypt, because life was good in Egypt. They weren't from there, and in fact, they got into some trouble for being there, but at least they survived. They lasted out the famine, and they headed out again. Everywhere they went, they found that God was there. And they got so that that didn't surprise them anymore. They just expected to find God, and God never let them down. That nephew, Lot, he got married and moved to a city out on the plains. There was some trouble out there, and Abram went out to try to fix it. But some things just can't be fixed. They had all kinds of adventures, traveling around the countryside. At one point, God even changed their names. Abram became Abraham, and Sarai became Sarah. I know, not big changes, but when a name gets changed, sometimes everything changes. Because then a most amazing thing happened. Remember I said that they were old when the story started? Well, after all this roaming around and living and having adventures, God one day told Abraham that Sarah was going to have a baby. He was 99 years old at that point, and Sarah was about the same age. When Abraham told Sarah what God had told him, she laughed and laughed. She couldn't stop laughing to think that she was going to have a baby at 99 years old. She really couldn't believe it, but then little Isaac was born. What an adventure that was, raising a child. And Isaac even had a stepbrother. Long story. And that made life even more interesting for everybody. Well, Abraham and Sarah were old when the story started, older still when Isaac was born, and way, way older when they died. They lived good, long lives, full of adventure, They were surprised by God all along the way. And even though they weren't perfect, God never let them down. This is the story about a family that traveled and moved around a lot. Some families move and they find God everywhere they go. Some families stay put and they find God right where they are. Were any of you born somewhere else and moved here? Were any of you born right here and have stayed here? Wow.
Well, I was born here, but I lived in Dubois for 2 years.
And now you're back. Yeah, that's what Abram and Sarah did too. They moved around, they went away, they came back. For a while they stayed. It's also the story of how families grow and shrink. Are any of your families getting bigger? Any babies being born around here? No? Families do get bigger, don't they? They got bigger when you were born. Your family got bigger the day you were born. Is anybody's families getting smaller? Shrinking? Maybe big brothers and sisters move away and go to college. Yeah? No? Okay. Well, mostly the story of Abraham and Sarah is the story of how God blesses us all and how we don't have to be perfect. We just have to try our best. We don't have to come from perfect families. Let me tell you a little secret, and you've got to promise me you won't tell your parents. Okay? No family is perfect. So if you're worried about yours, don't worry about it. This is also a story about how we are all blessings to our families, to our friends, and to each other. This is the story of you. This is the story of how you are, each and every one of you, a blessing, just as you are. And because I'm a priest, I get to do this. I'm going to bless you guys, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I bless you. Now, because you're all blessings to your families and to your friends, you get to bless people too. So when you go back to your seats, to your mom or your dad or your grandparents or your cousins or whoever brought you here today, would you do me a favor? Bless them when you get back to your seat. Okay? Amen.